No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how
my baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
You try, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, this stuff happens. But we recommend that everybody rage against the machine.
Against your machine?
No, the machine. The machine.
The machine?
Depends
the collective
on who you
machine?
Are. Certain people, the machine is physically a machine. Others, it's the government. Others, you know.
It's the evil, if you're a Star Trek fan, isn't it the evil Borg?
Something like
Garrett?
That.
Garrett?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a Trek. I'm not a Trekkie man.
Why do I assume you are? That's weird.
Not even close.
Huh. Weird.
He fits the profile.
Hey, those
before
people,
we went to break, we were talking to Skeet on several things, and you had another item there, Skeet.
Yeah, for anybody that either just wants to mess with it or, you know, experiment, whatever, or mm-hmm. for current users of JAWS, it doesn't matter.
Okay, explain for the people that have never heard of JAWS what it does.
JAWS is a screen reading program. It reads through your sound card and speakers what it sees on the screen.
So it's for the visually impaired.
It's for the visually impaired.
But it's more suited to, instead of just like a text-to-speech reader, which is, you know, what a lot of people have played with.
Right.
This will read everything.
This, you can access the internet, all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay. Also, if you have Windows XP, there is some of that, probably not as elaborate as JAWS, but some of that's built into Windows XP with the speech recognition and or text recognition, something like that.
Anyway, look for that in the accessibility options.
Right. So JAWS has a version for people that just want to play with it?
It's a public beta.
Really?
Of a new version of JAWS. It's an upgrade for those that are current JAWS users, but they're putting it on the open market for everybody to try.
If they'd like.
If you want to.
And where would people find this?
It will be available on Friday, and it's available at
www.freedomscientific.com. Freedom as in what our country was founded on?
Yep, F-R-E-E-D-O-M.
Scientific.
I thought it was founded on money.
S-C-I-E-N-T-I-F-I-C.
FreedomScientific.com.
Right.
But you said beta. That always scares me. Beta means that it's like test software.
Yep.
Okay, so downloader beware.
you are a gerbil.
Yes.
Who is?
Lab rat.
Well, if you're testing, right?
If you're, we're talking about beta software.
No, I'm a rat.
Rat.
I didn't want to call you that on the air, but since you brought it up.
He's
okay.
A lab rat. So just be aware, if you want to play around with this stuff, it is beta software, but it sounds interesting. We'll have to go take a look at that.
Yeah, all the information will be at the website on the links and all that weird stuff. So,
hey, you heard it here first.
It's about a 35-meg download, so if you're a dial-up user...
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it.
Hey, thanks, Skeet.
All right, Skeet, take care, buddy.
Have a good one.
Hey, good talking to you. Good 8-10 years, I think, he's been calling in.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
And he's still using JAWS. It must be working.
Are we devoid of time?
No, we got plenty of time, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk.
We got so much time, it almost hurts.
All right. Well, let's talk to Greg, who's having some kind of owie in Mesa.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Great show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
I have a Windows XP Professional.
Okay.
And I've diligently added or downloaded all of the critical updates that it keeps on telling me I need for viruses and all this stuff.
Yes.
Well, this morning I went on there and I said, Windows... update.com or whatever it was, and it says I need to have Service Pack 1, Windows XP Service Pack 1. Well, I put that on.
Uh-huh.
What a mess. I can't access the internet and I can't access my email. My other programs will work much slower.
Well, try first of all, there are certain, is this a name brand computer?
No, custom built.
It's custom built. There are certain service packs with certain manufacturers, motherboards, and you know that kind of thing where there are some known issues.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'd probably do is go to the add and remove programs and remove that service pack.
Okay.
The service pack is going to be listed as a service pack in there as opposed to a bulletin or an update, security update.
Right.
So you can do the security updates one at a time and still
right.
be protected against these worms and viruses.
I always do that.
Yeah,
this is the second time I've tried that service pack, and I thought maybe they would have updated it by now and wouldn't have any problem. But
I would wait till they have Service Pack 2, since you've already had that problem. You got a real good chance that there's some piece of hardware or something going on inside your machine that's not compatible.
Okay.
Or there's some issue with.
Well, that add remove is really exciting to me because I have to have my computer.
Well, there's no guarantee that that's going to fix everything, but that's where I would start.
Right.
You know, try to undo. Now, with Windows XP, you can also go back to a previous You can do system restore. Have you played with that at all?
No.
So you can actually restore Windows XP to where it was just before you put the service pack on.
Okay.
And we've got, I wrote an article on that. It's posted at computerproblems.com on how to do that step by step.
I'll go there and find it.
So we'll start by unloading the service pack manually first, and then if that doesn't work, you can try rolling your computer back.
That'll be great.
All
right. Thank you, gentlemen. Great information. Listen to you every week.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks.
And good luck.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
We might be doing something right.
Nah.
We might be.
No.
No, we might be.
No.
You're right. You are not right.
Bob, can we get to Bob, or is it too late?
I think we got just enough time for Bob, and he'll probably be the last one.
Hey, Bob, if we cut you off in the middle, it's nothing personal.
Won't be the first time, guys.
What's ailing you?
You probably don't remember me. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I was having problems getting a message that I was apparently behind a firewall. Well, I got that all straightened out.
Good. Actually,
got a new motherboard and processor. Had to format my C drive to make it work, but I got that working.
Good deal.
Problem I have now, I'm thinking I'm having a processor problem. When it's good and cold, I can get it to come to the first Windows screen.
Yes.
And then it locks up. If I reboot it, it won't even go through the screen that says what I've got up and operating, and it'll lock up again.
Sounds like definitely a heat issue. Whether or not it's the processor is kind of a big question. Does it have a fan on the processor?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
This new processor I put...
Bob, time out.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on timeout for just a second. We're going to pick you up off the air because we have run out of time.
Yeah, there's no way to answer that on the air with this. So we'll give him some personal attention. Yes, Garrett?
Garrett's good with
Absolutely.
Those heat issues.
Garrett is going to make a peep somewhere.
Yeah, well,
peep.
It's all right.
Yeah, peep.
I've gotten in there when I can.
Okay.
If you missed any part of the show, you can check out all the great stuff at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section. And, of course, make sure to subscribe to that free weekly newsletter if you missed anything, because we will send out follow-up notes to anything you might have missed in the show.
Update your antivirus, update your Windows, and by all means, if it ain't broke,
fix it till it is, or don't fix it. Your choice. New-